Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. And how's everybody doing today? And happy, what do I say to you guys? Happy Wednesday. So anyway, hopefully Melissa will be on here in just a second. And how are you guys doing? We're going to talk about, I know that last week we started sharing with you guys that, and some of you guys had texted me back and said that you were doing a marathon or a half marathon or 5K or whatever. So Melissa and I are going to do a half marathon in September. I got to make sure I'm right about that because that's what I wrote down. And so I'm training for it. But I'm always training for something, right? And so what's something that I've been doing this week? Well, I've been running just about every day. I've also been doing biking every other day. And why? Because it works out different muscles, and I'm a big fan of that, is working out different muscles in your body for your legs to make them stronger. I am also doing yoga. I don't know how you guys are, and I'm going to ask you this, and you can please respond if that feels right. How are you guys with flexibility? And flexible, I'm not, and I just really need to get that going. So I started doing a little bit of yoga, stretching. I used to do ballet a lot, so I think I'm going to try that again as well. I used to love ballet, and I still do. It's just that things, you do different things. And so that's what I'm doing right now, is I am getting ready to take up ballet. And so I'm pretty excited about it. And everything. And I think our show's only going to be about 15 minutes this time. So just so you know. Anyway, on that note, I want to, they say that the things of being a great in sports are flexibility, yoga, i.e. yoga, ballet. Because I want to develop that. That is such a weakness for me. And maybe you guys, some of you guys can relate to have that as a weakness. Then what is the next thing? Speed. That's one of these, I think, what is there, six or seven things, agility, being agile, so not good with that, but I can run pretty fast, and speed, agility, flexibility, endurance. So do you have a lot of endurance? And if so, that's good too as well. Endurance is a strength for me, and so you figure that out too as well with, out of those few that I just listed, strength, endurance, okay, and how you develop strength. Well, leg lifts are weights with working your core and then your muscles. So that is something right there. So endurance, strength, agility, and speed. You can do speed work too as well. So what does that look like for you? For me, and I know Melissa and I have talked about this too as well. Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. Somebody just texted me. Please forgive me. So speed, agility, and strength, endurance, and speed. So I was just talking about that. Please forgive me. I got off track here. So what does speed look like? You could do speed drills, like run speed for 30 seconds and, speed work for 30 seconds and then run, and then slow it down to, a jog, for instance. So I think Melissa's on here, and this is what she's doing. Right. And then throw
just
up.
Kidding.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny. Anyway, and then throw up after you do the sprint work. So, what gets me is I've done sprint work before, and when I've done it, like when you're outside and you bundle up so cold or so warm to stay warm, that is great. But Betty, you can get too warm. And you feel like you're going to throw up right when you're running. Have you ever felt that? I mean, it doesn't get cold here, but I know, I was running in North Carolina and Tennessee, and, I'll go and run in the wintertime somewhere because, for the holidays especially, and it's just, I feel like I'm going to throw up. I really do, so I get you. So here, speed work is, that's how I do it. And how do you do speed work? I do 30 seconds running, and then as I'm going along, then I'll do a minute speed work. That's hard. Okay. So I start out with 30 or sometimes 15, 30 a minute, and then 2 minutes. So how do you do it? What do you
15,
do? I think speed
15
work
and then 30.
Okay. So you do 15 and then 30. And then do you jog after that to rest or? How do you catch your breath, or do you catch your breath? Because you're like a mad woman out there doing your thing. So, but and you don't use those who are listening. You don't use music. You just do it. You just go hardcore, don't you?
I get stuck in my head. Yeah. Well, you know, I've done hill work too. Like that's a great way to make yourself throw up too. If you run uphill.
Okay.
Fast as ever can be, and then you walk down. So like I guess the 15-30, because you can't really 30 seconds up.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that could be too. Increases your speed, and then you like and you say whew.
funny.
Yeah,
that's
what
wow.
I did for my marathon, my half marathon.
Mm-hmm. So that speed work is pretty important. So I was talking about the things that you look for when you're an athlete, especially a runner, to develop endurance. You have endurance is one, agility is another, flexibility,
mm-hmm.
strength, and speed work. And I know I'm missing one, but I don't remember what it is. So, you know, I was just letting people know now and those who will listen to it later, the agility and flexibility is a real challenge for me. I started doing yoga. I'm going to go back to doing ballet. I love ballet. It helped me so much with stretching and lengthening my muscles, right? And then yoga does as well. So, but
I love yoga.
A couple of shows when I was doing. I do too. I'm not, you know, my friend. I call it go to hell Herman yoga. You know when you do the Bikram yoga, I hate it and love it. Now that one, I want to throw up in that, okay, because it's 110 degrees in the room, you know, just so you know. But
that's how I was introduced to yoga, which is kind of funny. My girlfriend's like, hey, you want to do some hot yoga with me? I'm like, oh, well, yeah, sure. and I never went to like a plain yoga class. It was always hot yoga. I loved it.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. That's what I did. I was like sitting there going, I need some water. I need a gallon of water, right? And you know what I did? It was like so challenging for me. Now I'll do the regular yoga, but it was so challenging. I must have drank all night. I was like, wow, because it dehydrates you. You gotta drink a lot of water before, during, and after. And then we all went out for Chinese food. Chinese food makes you thirsty anyway. You know what I'm saying?
But replenishing your
yoga.
Sodium.
There you go.
You're replenishing your sodium. There you go.
I don't think that's in the health books, but what do I know? Okay, so you're right.
But hey, once you
anyway,
leave the place,
so,
you can put your ankles behind your ears, though, because you're so flexible after all that heat and relaxing your muscles.
Yes. She makes it sound easy, doesn't she, those who are listening now and those who will listen later? That's what I'm going to do. So I started doing yoga, and I noticed that, you know, my mom used to say something, it's a cinch by the inch, hard by the yard. So I like, okay, I'm a little bit more flexible now. I can do this, right? I also, and you told me this, we talked about this, being more flexible, preparing for the marathon getting your muscles like where they can, they're more flexible, loose, or whatever. I don't even know how you say that is better because you've got more endurance. And who knew? All my running coaches were correct, you know, doing some of the things, the speed drills and also the yoga. I'm going to do ballet because I really enjoy ballet, but that really helped me too as well. So I'm not as flexible as I used to be, but flexibility has never been strong for me. So what are you good at? Endurance, flexibility, being flexible, strength, speed work? What's one of your strengths and what's one of your weaknesses?
I'm flexible.
Endurance is a strength for me. Okay, you're flexible, lucky you. Okay, go ahead. Endurance, you've got a lot of endurance. I think you do, right?
Endurance, I do. I do.
Miss Melissa here doesn't even need... Okay.
I'm thinking. What's my weakness? Oh, what's my weakness?
Well,
I'll get back to you on that one.
All right, cool. So my weakness is flexibility, agility, right? I'm not very agile, you know. So I think that, and a lot of that's in your own head, what you think you are, right? You think you're 500 pounds and you're really perfect weight, you know, whatever perfect is to you. And yeah. So those are some things that I'm working with. Meditation is real key because, you know, I started doing a meditation that works both sides of my brain, my right brain and my left brain. So that's good.
Cool.
I got it a few years ago, and I used it the first time. I used it a lot with when I was running my first marathon, and so I'm using it again because when you can work both sides of your brains, because one side is usually stronger than the other side, right? So, so that's what I'm doing, working both sides of my brain and doing that meditation. It's also helping me with speed work, and I've got a meditation for some of those things too as well. So, yep, that's what I'm doing. And I know you're doing Weight Watchers. I'm doing Herbalife to eat healthy and better. Weight Watchers, any kind of program is better. Any kind of program is better than a perfect one tomorrow. So, you know, so that's what I'm remembering. And give me the exact dates on that half marathon. It's in Virginia Beach, right? So when are we doing it?
That's September 1st.
I told you guys, those people, as I said, those are listening now, later, I said it's in September. So I was like, and it doesn't matter because I know you and I are planning on running a 5K in the next few weeks. So that's what I'm doing. And I know there's one. When are you running yours? I'm doing mine the 28th of April. So I'm super excited about it, right? You know, it's the first one I've ran in a while. And, you know, the run season here is it shuts down a little bit. I mean, your running season is all the way through November, December, right? So when does it start getting
colder? We've run all year round.
Really, they don't do
November, December,
race.
January.
Yeah.
Well, no, they do. We have 5Ks in January and December. We have New Year's, have Christmas ones, we have frosty ones. Yeah. It's like a constant. Every month there's something.
Really? See, in June and July, because it gets so hot here, they may have them. But most of the time they have them, you know, they don't do as many, maybe one or two. In June or July, August, because it's super hot here. And not that they don't, because I've seen them. You know, and I tell you, a good one to run is the Color Run and also Halloween. We have a Halloween 5K, 10K, and also a marathon, if I'm not mistaken, half marathon. So anyway, those are some cool ones to run. But I was saying that I started doing the weights on my legs, you know, leg weights on my legs. And so I'm trying to build up strength, you know, in that, you know, and then I'm also doing a lot of core work because you have to have a strong core. And we're going to lose because I made a mistake with the time today. Instead of giving us 30 minutes, I gave us 15. Who knew?
Sorry
about that. Right? That's okay. You guys are probably getting tired of listening to us. Yeah, it's all good.
Chat about
anyway,
throwing up and running.
Running.
I would like to say, though, like I've been running and my 5K, my time, which I always compete with myself and get mad at myself or our worst enemy, but my time is getting better. So, I mean, you know, working the core, working the bike, doing, you know, all the right things, it really does help out in the run, in the long run, in the end.
So you're doing it.
So I'm happy. I'm hoping I'll be under, I hope to be under 12 minutes.
Oh, good. Okay.
For the 18th. Now,
okay, good.
Normally in the winter time, I could be 11 or under because the weather it's cooler. As soon as the heat hits, it's going to be either a 12 or 13 minute mile. That's
me. Okay because you know any plan today is better than a perfect one tomorrow. So. Doing your, you know, listen, you do what you do, and that's a pretty good mile there. You know what I mean? So, and if you're,
especially
if you're competing.
I tend to really beat myself up. And I'm like, okay. I'm like totally connected to my Fitbit. Like, okay, what was the first mile? What was the second mile? I'm like, and I'm the only one out there with no music.
You know? I know.
Like, there's no reason to be mad. There's no frustrated. I mean, I'm like by myself out there, beating myself up.
Running away.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like it. So, yeah, so I'm trying to do the best I can to get stronger. I realize sometimes it's not the speed work, but it is a little bit or a lot of bit about the speed work. It's about the core work. It's about the strength work. It's about the eating work. It's just like a piece of a puzzle.
Everything.
It all works together to,
yep.
Right, to make you the best runner possible. So that's what I see. Anyway,
you can't just have one piece
here.
And go. There's no way.
No.
You got to have everything.
No, you got to do it all.
It's all-encompassing.
Right. Yeah, that's it. A great word, all-encompassing. You know, it sounds like,
yes.
And that's what you got to do when you do this. So strength, endurance, speed, and most of all, just having fun, right? So
yeah.
Anyway,
yep.
and then we're preparing for the marathon. So our half marathon, sorry. I told you, my father, when he says, now, I'm going to go with you with this marathon. What do I need to do? I go, pack a bag, pack a tent, and pack breakfast.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, because it's like, how long will it take you? I don't know. I did pretty well in it, though, so it was all good. I was middle of the road, and from somebody to go to zero to running a half marathon, you know, or a marathon was huge.
It is huge.
I know it took me a year to train for that one too, right? So, and who was there? You know, just not saying anything because we all flake out sometimes, in, you know, different areas of our life. But I was really proud of myself because I did not give up. And the person that was going to run it with me is a real good friend of mine. We grew up together, actually working in my dad's restaurant, and he flaked out. So, you know. And I would never forget that there's a movie out there, and I can't remember his name. He said 80% of anything is just showing up. So I was like, okay, cool. And I remember that. 80% of anything
is just showing
up. My girlfriend
bailed. She had a tough time towards the end, and I had to be by myself for my first half. And then
really?
The second and third
okay.
one I did by myself anyway. But, yeah. But it was, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's all good. It can make or break you. There's people who go out there and do 50 miles. Can you imagine doing like 6 hours of, well, no, 6 hours would be probably a marathon for me. But can you imagine doing 50? Like I know someone who did 50. Like just go out there and just do 50 miles. I mean, really?
I'm going to tell you something.
Bless
I know
them.
It's an ultra marathon. God bless them. I have
yes.
never been led to do that. An ultra marathon.
No.
Hey, maybe someday.
No.
So we'll see.
My marathon's the cap.
That's it. Yes, that's it. There you go. So we'll have
26.
Fun. Anyway, so, yeah, 26 puts you on, tell you something. And you think you got to stay in that headspace. How do you do it? You don't
yes.
run with music. How do you stay in your headspace with that? Do you? You just don't. You just like, you've already got
it. It's almost like a mantra. Mantras
okay.
in your head.
Okay. Yeah, I can do this.
You know, some of it was
fast.
Even like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Boom, 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 boom. Say it again. You know?
I like
little
that.
Things.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a verse in the Bible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I think it's in Corinthians. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's like the
but it, they.
Biggest. I love that. I love that. That one.
Yeah. I do.
It's
too.
Good for everything, not just running.
Yeah, exactly.
I can
so
do all
you're
things
looking
through
at
Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. And it works. Aw, I love that. Anyway, so
yeah,
we'll see
mantras.
You guys next Tuesday. Tuesday. We had a skipper show yesterday. Something came up. But we always do it every week. Most of the time it'll be on Tuesday. This time it was on Wednesday, and we appreciate everybody showing up for us, with us, and who are listening to it
check
now.
Check out Instagram. I didn't post my last run, but I posted the one before that. I posted some pictures so you know who I look like.
Yes, you're two beautiful guys. I need to do that too. So I'll work on that this weekend. So anyway, go check us out on Instagram. Go Run for Fun Fitness. And do you want to close the show with your with your mantra. So
go run.
Whatever you say. There you go. Take care, everybody.
I can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. All righty.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
It's a quote. Thank you. Bye, everybody.